Mr. Bjørnstad, it's now 10 years, I think, it was that you have been here for the Literature Festival, Literaturtage Baden-Württemberg, and then you sat together with Ute Christine Berger, responsible for culture here in the city, and with Dietmar Winter, now president of the jazz club. And how does it happen? How does it happen that you talked about this jazz festival, that they should do it?
You know, I just remember it was such a nice contact between us. I liked Ute and Dietmar extremely much from the very beginning. So I think we just had discussions about things, but they are so clever. They are able to do this festival year by year, and in how difficult it can be to run such a festival, I am full of admiration for them. And I'm very proud to be invited back. I always feel coming to Schwäbisch Hall, and I really feel it's something extraordinary. Mm-hmm.
Now the child is 9 years old, the 10th festival. Has it changed for you? Like you have seen today?
No, I think in a way the fantastic thing is this location, this Kirche, because it's a very special room with much energy. You know, and some of the concert halls, they have so much what do you call it, fabric, perhaps, that it makes the acoustic very, very dry, and you don't get inspiration. In this hall, you get inspiration, and also the audience is very listening. So you feel a presence that inspire you to perhaps do other things that you normally do, actually.
So is it also the intimacy of the room, maybe? No. Because it's not a big room.
No, I love it. This size is very good for my music. Of course, I have been playing for 50,000 in South Korea, but and that was actually also very nice because it was a very good sound engineer, but that is a different thing. And in a way, like 200 people, that is a very good size, actually, because you feel a very strong contact with the audience.
You're not also playing. You're not playing piano, but you're also writing. Mm-hmm. And what is interesting for me, because piano playing, it's also a creative thing for you. It's not only playing something from the paper and some notes from the paper. So, what is there in common? Do you have things in common by writing and being creative at the piano?
Yeah, in a way, there are always. I think in every creative profession, you get to a point where surprises comes in. You could have the plan for a novel, and suddenly you understand in the middle of the novel that it will change, that it will go another direction that you thought from the beginning. And that is also what is happening during my concerts, that I'm thinking perhaps I will start with this and end with this, and suddenly it turns out very different. Like it did this night tonight. Also, I had different solutions than I expected, and so that is the similarity, and also the similarity is that you always have to have some frames. You when you are writing a book, you can't be totally improvising. You have to think a little bit longer than being just in the presence, and that is also with the concert. You have to create it, make it like an architect, I think, to find the long lines also.
I'm also asking because sometimes I'm getting the feeling by listening to your playing, to your improvising, that it's like telling a story.
That's very kind of you to say, because that is what I'm thinking myself, actually. That it is a way of storytelling, perhaps emotional storytelling. And then you are also very much in dialogue with the audience. When you suddenly get this silence everyone are longing for when you're sitting on the podium, then you have the possibility. It's like when you open up for a person and telling things you haven't told anyone else before. That could happen in these kind of concerts.
Now you have also a combination in the beginning of the concert. You used the slow movement of the piano concerto in C major, Kirchhoff-Verzeichnis 467,
yeah,
I think. But it's in F. It's in F major originally.
You recognize that?
Yeah.
That's interesting because I was thinking I'm improvising on it, so I don't pretend to play it in this key because I wanted to go from the C major to the A minor. And major in the end of the sequence. So, but I know that, you know, you feel so much respect for Mozart, but when you read his letters and see his thoughts, he was so playful. And at that time, he could do whatever with other people's compositions. And I think in a way that we should find some of that playfulness again. So therefore, I allowed myself to play it in C major and A.
Some Björnstad Rococo.
Yes, you could say that. Because I didn't want to pretend that I played the concert. I used the theme very, very personally.
Mm. Okay, then you have also written a book about Mozart. Mm-hmm. What was the inspiration? Why you wanted to write about Mozart?
You know, first I was asked by the Norwegian publishing house to do a biography, and I thought it many years ago, it was 5 years ago, and I began to work on it and doing the research, but then I found out that there are so many good biographies, and I couldn't add very much, even if the science about Mozart is always finding new things and finding letters that are false, and is still, and I think after the Forman film it is very much to correct, even if I don't want to say that this film was damaging, because it made so much for the love of Mozart, but it's so much
I think he wanted to show a special figure, a special kind of.
Yeah, but I think I saw another figure when I read his letters, and a much more serious and profound person. So, but then I understood I can't do that. I can't make a new biography. But when I understood that I could use myself in a way, my struggle with him, how I hated him as a young child when I had to practice him, and how I grew up with him and got more serious, but suddenly sitting in this hotel room and listening to this C major concert in a totally new way, I thought this could be also something to bring into the book. So it's a personal confession in a way about how to work with music and with Mozart, and also I try to be very empiric, using the newest science about his life, actually.
So one thing is, you always can combine very good the music of Mozart and the music of Chopin. And sometimes your way of playing is a little bit like Chopin Prelude or Chopin Nocturne. Mm-hmm. I'm having the feeling, because of using the huge scale of the piano, the bass and the high notes, mm-hmm, for figures, mm-hmm, and sometimes it's remembering a little bit of Chopin.
That's very, very kind of you to say, and actually I remember when I was 12 years old, I played all the preludes. So when you mention them, and especially this A flat major, is it number 12? Is it? I can't remember. It's fantastic, and this way of using the lower notes. This that is so close to what I'm doing today, actually, using the left hand very much down and trying to be up in the upper level with my right hand. So that's very clever of you to see that connection, actually. I admit that I'm stealing this from Chopin.
So when will you hear again in Schwäbisch Hall in 10 years or before that?
I, you know, if Dietmar and Ute will invite me, I will come immediately, because it's a very special festival, and I think the audience here is so wonderful, And the city itself is a miracle, actually. So it's so nice to come here, always.
Festival Radio auf Störfunk.